The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium. Tuned in to Black Talk Radio News. My name is Scotty Reed. I'm broadcasting from behind the enemy lines that I call USA Inc. It is a Monday afternoon as I broadcast from North Carolina. Pretty hot day out today. I actually got a bit of a scare as I was going to a trailer on our property that we use for storage, and I was going to the back of it and turned the corner, and there was this big fat black snake trying to catch some sun rays, and it just startled me. I do not like snakes. I'm not scared of them, but I just find snakes to be very creepy. I allowed the snake to continue about his business or her business, I don't know which, because I know black snakes help keep down the rat population. So it just really startled me, because that's the first snake I have seen all year. And we're in the fall now, about to head into winter. So that kind of startled me. All right. So today's day is October the 3rd, 2016. That year they call 2016. And today's main topic of the program today is a study is showing that Americans are not so free in the United States. I was shocked, I tell you. I was shocked to find out that America is not as free as it would have people to believe. And we're going to cover a couple of news articles today that will underline that point, as if we don't underline that point every day that we do these broadcasts from behind these enemy lines of USA Inc. Before I tell you what some of the news topics will be, let me just give out the telephone numbers for anybody that may want to chime in during today's program. By all means, do not wait till the last minute. We're only on for an hour today because it's October the 3rd. On October the 1st is when we get all of our statistical reporting for our media operations, whether that's social media, whether it's podcast downloads on blacktalkradionetwork.com, or how many people are tuning in to the digital radio stream as well. So let me give out those telephone numbers. I'm only going to be on for an hour so I can wrap up some of those other reports that's due out. I try to get them out within the first 5 days. Sometimes I'm not always successful on meeting that deadline, but it looks like I may be. That's why I'm staying on the air only an hour today, just long enough to get out some information and take your phone calls. The telephone number, the conference line, is 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND. To comment, put yourself in the caller's queue. Just hit *6 and then 1. And that'll signal me that you have a comment, got something you want to share. You can also hit us up on our studio line, which is 704 704-951-5030. Again, that telephone number for the studio line is 704-951-5030. All right, so let's get ready for about an hour of news information and, of course, my commentary. Today's news, we got some network news and updates. Again, it is beginning of a new month. This year, 2016, has gone by so fast. But we try to get out all of our reports within the first 5 days. I have completed and emailed the reports for the digital radio station statistics, as well as our podcast downloads for all the different programs and posts that people make. I have sent those out this morning. So if you are a donor to the Black Talk Media Project, check your email. Check your email. Still have the other reports to get out, which I'll be working on today and tomorrow. Definitely going to get them out tomorrow. Should not take me no more than another 24 hours to finish up the social media reports. Let me see. Speaking of which, the Black Talk Media Project campaign for independent black media, for crowdfunding black media, is ongoing. We have the Black Radio Stations Matter t-shirts that you will get as a thank you gift for your contribution to the North Carolina-based nonprofit Black Talk Media Project, that will go towards not only just our current media operations, but to help us expand our operations as we want to start branching out into different cities and having localized digital radio stations broadcasting in those cities. So that is our main goal, to create a mass communication network based on the internet that's going to serve black people with information and news. If you haven't heard about BTR Community, it is a new online black social experience. It is also another digital space that the Black Talk Media Project has created, a safe black digital space, if you will, and you can go to btrcommunity.com. Now, it is a subscriber-based community. It's kind of similar to Facebook, but it's not. Okay, similar to Facebook, as we do not go into your email messages. We are not trying to collect all this data on you, because we're not trying to sell you anything. We also, you will not find any pages or accounts for law enforcement officers participating in the modern day COINTELPRO that's going on. You won't find any of that. So in order for us to continue to fund these things, it's not free, even though these free platforms do cost you in terms of your personal information. But it is a subscriber-based community. You can get the most economical subscription is $24 a year. $24 a year. So that breaks down roughly to $1 a week, less than your local newspaper. And again, all funds go towards the Black Talk Media Project's mass communication project. All right, so from the mainstream media, they're not getting this from corporate media. A whole lot of the stuff that we report on this network, not just this program, but on this network, mainstream media will not cover it. Just like the ongoing prison strikes. What are we going? Is this the third week or the fourth week of the historic national prison strikes against prison slavery in the United States? Again, the main topic for today is a study says that Americans are not so free. They are not so free as people would have you to believe. And I mean, that should be, you should get your first clue that we're not so free by looking at the prison population, which is the largest in the world. China, nope. Cuba, nope. Iran, nope. Russia, nope. North Korea, nope. USA, number one. Number one in enslaving its citizens, mainly for made up crimes that politicians put on the books so that they can target people and put them back into slavery. Okay, nonviolent, victimless crimes okay, that's, you know, that's not even a crime. If there is no victim, how can there be a crime? If I have not stolen from anyone, if I have not shot anyone, if I have not killed anyone, how is it a crime? And indeed, this year, in terms of the drug war and these victimless crimes that they use to put people into slavery for, there are a number of states right now who will have ballot initiatives to legalize cannabis on the November ballot. California comes to mind, as we spoke with a native California. Well, I don't know if he's native to California, but he's a California resident, and that is author, activist LaRon Burton. Yes, Mr. Burton was on. Okay, it looks like we're having some technical issues with the conference line. Let me get dialed back into there. So y'all bear with me.
This service is provided in high definition by free conference call H. Access code accepted. This conference is being recorded. Q&A session started.
All right, we're back into the conference line. Apologies. We were down for a couple of minutes before I noticed it. Again, you know, we had these technical issues from time to time, but let me continue on with the program. So the prison strikes are ongoing. You can just go to social media, any social media site, put in the tag, the hashtag, prison strike or prison strikes with an S on the end, and you will find a number of posts, number of news media coverage. Is just not going to be American news media coverage, because they are colluding with the powers that be to keep this information from the American public, because what these prisoners are pointing out is that the 13th Amendment did not abolish slavery, and that they can put you into slavery as punishment for crime, which I just got through talking about all the made up crimes and what have you. All right, so yeah, that's what's going on. Now, we do got some events that's happening across the country that I do want to make you aware of before we get into some of the main stories for today. Again, I'm going to try to keep an eye on the clock, as I'm only going to be on for an hour today. But the first event I want to bring to your attention, and these events, you can find them in btrcommunity.com. That's btrcommunity.com. In the event section, you will find on the calendar something I just posted today. It says Urgent Solidarity Action for Charlotte Uprising. Of course, this is referring to the demonstrations and protests that occurred in Charlotte, North Carolina, which is only about 10 miles from where I am right now. But this event is not happening in Charlotte. It is a solidarity event that will be occurring in New York City. So go check that out for the details on that. They'll give you the times and what have you, as well as the place. That's going to be on October the 4th. On October the 5th, the Association for the Study of African American Life and History will have an event that's in Richmond, Virginia. So if you're in Richmond, Virginia, which our media partner, Tanya Free and Friends, that's where Tanya Free and the Friends reside, is in Richmond, Virginia. Again, that program airs on Wednesdays on this network at 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Here is the event that's happening in Raleigh, North Carolina. Common Cause: How Do We Repair Our Broken Democracy? Again, that is an event that will be taking place on October the 5th as well, but it will be in Raleigh, North Carolina. Survival Crimes happening on October the 5th. Friday, we talked to Professor Johanna. The professor's last name, man, I've forgotten her last name just like that. But she did a great interview with us last Friday, as we talked about the prison strikes of Mumia Abu-Jamal and prisoners being denied the cure for Hep C, which has actually created a pandemic crisis here in the United States. And it's not just affecting people in prisons, but it's also affecting people in the communities that they go to, because Hep C is a communicable disease. And you would think to see with tens of thousands of prisoners across this country being infected with the Hep C virus and then getting out and coming in, you would think that the CDC or the federal government or some, they will be treating this just like they treating that Zika virus scare or whatever's going on with that. So coming up on October the 5th, Survival Crimes from Mamiya to the Bronx 120, that refers to New York slave catchers, the NYPD, along with help from the federal government conducting one of the largest raids in New York history, trying to charge some young men on RICO charges, many of them for crimes they've already paid for, but this is retaliation because the NYPD slave catchers have one of their tools for slave catching taken away from them, which was stop and frisk that was ruled unconstitutional. And like petulant children often do, they throw a tantrum, and in this tantrum came in the form of a shock and awe campaign on a predominantly black and brown community in the Bronx. All right, so that is again October the 5th. Check out the details. That's going down in New York City. Charge killer cops Gascon. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly, but there is a call to action, a state of emergency that'll be going down in San Francisco, California, as they are calling on a prosecutor to charge a killer cop. There are so many different victims. I don't know which victim this action is pertaining to, but you can check out the details again at btrcommunity.com. Let me see. That's all for this week. Of course, there are more events that are coming up in later in the month and in the coming months, but that's all we have for this week for you. Again, these are community events posted in btrcommunity.com. All right, let me just do a quick check and system check, make sure everything's working properly. We still connected to the conference line and what have you, and let's go ahead also, and yes, we are still streaming on YouTube, so shout out to the YouTube viewers as well. All right, so let's jump into the first story. The United States isn't one of the top 10 most free countries in the world, according to this story. This story is, or a study, but the story is on McClatchyDC.com. That is McClatchyDC.com. It was actually a story that was posted by one of the members of BTRCommunity.com, so thank you for sharing this story. Let me just read some of this as it pertains to not only as your personal liberty and freedom that you believe that you have here in the United States, but it's also talking about health-wise, where the United States ranks pertaining to other countries on health. Let me go ahead.
Watch cable channel.
Shut that down. Y'all know how websites pop up ads sometimes, so that's what you heard there. Still waiting on this thing to completely load up. All right, let's go to some of this. All right, let me jump down to the relevant section. All right, it's talking about prosperity, personal freedom. All right, personal freedom as defined by the London-based Legatum Institute measures a nation's performance at both guaranteeing individual freedom and encouraging social tolerance. Canada was ranked number one due to 94% of its citizens saying they believed they had the freedom to choose the course of their own lives, and 92% saying there was tolerance for ethnic minorities and immigrants. Overall, the United States was ranked the 11th most prosperous country out of 142, with Norway snagging the top spot. Other areas measured are the economy, entrepreneurship, opportunity, governance, education, social capital, and safety and security. The U.S. was ranked highly in all categories except safety and security, where it has dropped to number 33. In fact, in the study's key findings, it said the U.S. is an increasingly dangerous place. It is also the only Western country to register high levels of state-sponsored political violence, the study says. According to Amnesty International, the country has the same level of political violence as Saudi Arabia. The safest countries are, well, Hong Kong is not a country. Hong Kong has been reclaimed by China. So the safest countries are China, Iceland, Finland, Ireland, and Sweden. Say, they don't want to give China credit for nothing. Not saying that China is perfect or anything like that, but all these people here in the United States, as they freak out because people won't stand up and participate in the flag ritual and sing the slaver's anthem. Y'all call it the national anthem or the Star Spangled Banner, but it is more accurately referred to as the slaver's anthem. And that is what you're doing when you stand up and you sing that song, or you pantomime to that song, or whatever you're doing. That's a slaver song, man. It was written by a slaver celebrating the murder of enslaved Africans. And what have you. It's anti-freedom. It's anti-liberty. All right, it is steeped in what they call white supremacy, which is a mythical religion that these people have created, thinking that they're better than everybody else on the planet. So, but again, take these studies with a grain of salt, because I would say to you, based on personal liberty and freedom, the United States has to rank near the bottom. I would say it would be well below. Where did they place it? Let's see. It doesn't say where it places it in terms of liberty and freedom. So it's a PDF file that they have linked to. I'm not going to open it up because it's just going to take too long and possibly cause my system to have some issues trying to open up too much stuff. It's actually trying to open now. Listen to me. But I'm going to go ahead and just download it anyway, but I'm not going to open it up. But I'll mention it tomorrow where they rank. I'll go over the PDF file tonight. I didn't even know they had it linked. But in terms of freedom and liberty, again, the United States has at any time 2.5 million people in prison or jail. Okay, 2.5 million. And estimates are as high as 80% and as low as 70% of those who are enslaved in a jail or a prison are in there because of nonviolent victimless crimes, where there was no injured party, where a person has been put in prison because a bunch of religious fanatics or control freaks want to control what they can and cannot put into their bodies, whether they want to use cannabis or any other substance that a bunch of politicians deem to be illegal simply because they wanted to target the people who may use those substances. And if you don't use them, the slave catchers will make sure to plant some drugs on you, okay? So if you don't have the liberty to use plants that God created and gave to man for his benefit, that men or mankind has been using for thousands of years, then all of a sudden in the 1930s, oh, you start criminalizing this type of stuff because you figured out, hey, if we just write some more black codes, we can put even more of these recently freed enslaved Africans back into slavery as the 13th Amendment permits. So it's got to be scraping the bottom of the freaking barrel. You do not have as much liberty and freedom as the propaganda would have you to believe. Right now, you got a bunch of racist suspects, slave catchers mostly, freaking out because someone wants to express their liberty and their freedom by taking a knee during the slaver's anthem. And these people are freaking out, man. They're freaking out. They're issuing death threats. They're calling people racial slurs and what have you. And, you know, even if the person isn't black, that's participating. So, again, all of that crap that they talk about, this being the best place to live on the planet, that it ain't true if you're talking about freedom and liberty. There aren't many countries that have Patriot Act type laws on their books. The United States does, calling it the Patriot Act, and it's anti-liberty, anti-freedom, strips Americans of their rights. So I thought that was pretty interesting, and I pulled up a couple of stories to just highlight this very fact. One of the stories is focusing on these slave catchers in Florida whose union has said that if the Miami Dolphin players, and it ain't even a whole team, but if it was the whole team, what is it to the slave catcher of how these men express their liberty and their freedom? What is it to the slave catchers down there in Florida? So the slave catchers in Florida, their slave catcher union is telling other slave catchers to not participate or not to provide a escort. Let me restate that. Not to provide a escort for the Miami Dolphins. And right away, I know exactly what this is. I know exactly what it is. And we will talk about exactly what it is on the other side of this break. You're listening to BTR News. My name is Scotty Reed, broadcasting from behind these enemy lines. Stay tuned as we kick some message music from Sincere Noquari, some God Life beats. And then we'll come back. We'll continue on with the rest of the news stories I have for you today. Again, only going to be on air for an hour today, as I do have some work that I need to get done in relations to the Black Talk Media Project, so we can get those reports out in a timely manner to our donors. If you would like to help us crowdfund digital black media, you can do so by going to blacktalkmediaproject.org, or you can go to blacktalkradionetwork.com. If you're on YouTube, you can donate there as well. Just click on the donate button that's on YouTube or whatever it's called. Just click on that button, and you can make a donation to the North Carolina-based Black Talk Media Project. We'll be back on the other side.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States and Mr. Christian Champagne.
I'm a back to Carolina and Tennessee. Cause I know Obama, y'all will tell my mama I'm moving east to D.C. I'ma go my right here, my way. I'ma make a killing in D.C. Cause I know Obama, I'ma make some money. Mama, you gon' be proud of me.
You have to ask yourself, what is a state? Then you have to take an inventory of every single thing that goes into the making of a state. Start with a safety pin to hold your child's diaper together. If you've got to buy a safety pin,
from your former colonial master, and you are a liar when you say you built a state. You're a sham. If you're gonna build a state, then everything that's needed to maintain that state should be ready. You should have trained people to handle your harbor. Your people, not Martin's.
I'ma do my right here, front free. I'ma make a killing in D.C. Cause I know Obama, y'all will tell my mama I'm moving east to D.C. I'ma do my right here, front free. I'ma make a killing in D.C. Cause I know Obama, I'm gonna make some money. Mama, you gon' be proud of me.
When you don't have all those things functioning for you in your hands, you're an imitation of a state. We have done the wrong thing with our children. Let them have that choice about what to study. You study what we need. A few years ago, when I was in East Germany, a German teacher told me, he said that, I know right now how many refrigeration workers I'm going to need 20 years from now. So I turned to the school and said, turn them out.
I'm going to make a killing in D.C. Cause I know Obama, y'all will tell my mama I'm moving east to D.C. I'ma do my run, get run free. I'ma make a killing in D.C. Cause I know Obama, I'm gonna make some money. Mama, you gon' be proud of me. I'ma do my run, get run free. I'ma make a killing in D.C. Cause I know Obama, y'all will tell my mama I'm moving east to D.C. I'ma do my run, get run free. I'ma make a killing in D.C.
I'm an avid baseball player and a huge fan of Chicago White Sox.
That's right.
My neighborhood is tough. It isn't always safe. Just recently, I was robbed while walking home from school. But those challenges have not stopped me.
Be bold enough to line our children up and say that in order to maintain our state, we need so many harbor experts, we need so many mining engineers, so many people who know metals, so many oceanographers, so many people to handle the fisheries. Now, what you want to study? You said music. Is it build a state? Will it build a state? First things first.
The Black Talk Media Project funds the use of new media technology in efforts to restore independent Black voices to the myriad of issues affecting Afro-descendant people all over the planet. If media can control the minds of the masses, as Malcolm X once said, then you must ask yourself, who is in control of the media targeting the masses of Black people today? Help bring back independence, self-determination, and respect for Black culture in the production of global media by joining the effort to crowdfund new Black media for the new millennium. Visit blacktalkmediaproject.org for more information on how you can invest in public Black radio for the masses.
And welcome back to Black Talk Radio News. Scotty Reed in on this broadcast from behind these enemy lines that I call USA Inc. And if that was ever true, it is true today and exemplified by these stories I'm about to share. So you got the Florida Slave Catchers Union. Well, they go under the International Union of Police Associations. So this dude may not even be, they may not even be based in Florida, but they got something to say to the slave catchers of Florida. Let me share this article with you from what a person in BTR community did some research on this website and looked at their Twitter feed and looked at some of their other articles, and USA24.com may be a racist suspect of the right-wing variety platform, you know, propaganda for them. So anyway, this article talks about the Miami Dolphins have followed in Colin Kaepernick's footsteps in refusing to stand at attention for the national anthem. However, as a result of the Florida Sheriff's Office has now announced that they will not be escorting the Dolphins to their games until they resume doing so. The Miami Herald reported the local police union is behind the Broward County Sheriff's Office and will not be doing any escorting either. President of the International Union of Police Associations, Jeffrey Bell, said, "I respect their right to have freedom of speech. However, in certain organizations and certain jobs, you give up that right of your freedom of speech temporarily while you serve that job or while you play in the NFL game." Well, I'm going to stop it right there because no need to continue on with this nonsense. When a NFL player is a civilian, they're not public servants, they're not in the military, they did not take no oath like you all did to uphold the Constitution, not only the U.S. Constitution, but I did my research, and Florida slave catchers also take an oath to uphold the Florida Constitution. Okay? So I also pulled up their Constitution. Just look up Florida Constitution and look at the different statutes there in their Constitution. But this is straight up garbage. Cops and military people, slave catchers, they give up their rights. Civilians do not. And the NFL players were not forced to participate in the slavers' anthem ritual until the U.S. Pentagon started paying billionaires millions of dollars to put on this military recruiting show, because that's what it's all about. It ain't about no patriotism and thanking no troops or any of that garbage. It is about recruiting cannon fodder for their senseless, needless, unnecessary military actions that they take all over the planet. It's all about recruiting cannon fodder for the military machine. That's what it's about. I haven't heard anything about these these owners in the NFL giving that U.S. taxpayer money back. So that's how patriotic they are when dollar signs are attached to it. So this is all a fraud, and it's all they're all just big phonies. You got what's his name down there, Jerry Jones down there in Texas, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys. He had the nerve to say, to demand, not ask, not, you know, try to have a conversation. He gonna say that all his players will stand for the slavers' anthem. See, again, this country is not free. You do not have the liberty to exercise your rights under the Constitution. Because when you do, well, you see what we got here. Now, if I was the Miami Dolphins, I would just simply hire a security firm to escort them. If them slave catchers don't want to make that extra money and get to watch a free game and what have you, then hell, fire them. Terminate the contract that you have. Because I guarantee you that, I don't know for sure, but I hope taxpayers are not funding security for the NFL stadiums just like we've been funding these stadiums, all on the taxpayers' dime. Okay? The NFL should lose its nonprofit status because it is not a nonprofit entertainment organization. And they just registered that way so they can, like most billionaires do, not pay taxes. So This man is lying, Jeffrey Bell, saying, why, if you are in the NFL, you have to, you give up your freedom of speech, right? No, you don't. No, you don't. Now, when the NFL and it was started by a former player in Charlotte. He plays for the Pittsburgh Steelers now, D'Angelo Williams. His mother died of cancer, but before she died, he is the one that brought Pink and partnered with the Komen Foundation, I think, that addresses breast cancer and stuff like that. Well, his mother died from breast cancer, so he wanted to raise awareness about breast cancer. So he started wearing pink, and they, you know, got him with violating the rules at first, but then soon thereafter it turned into the NFL-wide demonstration of freedom of speech and raising awareness about breast cancer in this country. But if you try to raise awareness about American citizens getting murdered by American slave catchers out in these streets, then the NFL want to shut you down. Listen, this is what I got for any NFL players or any professional athletes out there. Y'all see, even in the NBA, we've seen these slave catchers act like little petulant children and throw these little tantrums and threaten not to do their jobs. Even though they took oaths to protect everybody's rights. Even though the Supreme Court said that that's not their job. Their job is to enforce laws, not protect rights. But again, not that anything that comes out of Supreme Court makes me agree with it. You know, these people have rendered many horrendous decisions over the years since they've been in existence. But these slave catchers, they take an oath to the state constitution. And it may include the U.S. Constitution to uphold the Constitution. This is not what we're seeing from these slave catchers. Because a certain segment of Americans in this country are not viewed as citizens. They're viewed as potential slaves for the prison slavery complex. So that's what, you know, these men and women have to resort to lying, to lying. Now, when I was in the United States military, it was told to us because there was the L.A. Rebellion while I was in the military, and we were watching it on TV and we were talking about it, and we were told, okay, that we cannot protest. We couldn't even speak to the media about certain things, especially not in uniform. If you're in uniform, now if you're in civilian clothes and you're not on duty, you know, you can do certain things, but there is a fine line that you cannot cross when you are in the military. And I understood that, and I was fine with that. When I signed that contract, I basically made myself the property of the United States military. I totally understood that. And when these slave catchers take these oaths, they ain't taking these oaths to heart. This is why, let me put this out there. Where's Oath Keepers at? Where's Oath Keepers? Remember, Oath Keepers had a whole lot to say during Ferguson uprising. And a member of the Oath Keepers, if y'all remember, actually wanted to partner with the community in Ferguson and teach them their Second Amendment rights and get them to participate in Second Amendment armed demonstrations, since Missouri is an open and carry state. And they kicked that dude out. So the Oath Keepers just keep showing me all the time that they are racist. They're racist. They talk about they take these oaths to defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. Then what they got to say about these domestic slave catchers who are the enemies of liberty and freedom and who are telling you that their oaths that they took don't matter? Racism, the racism and the hate that they have in their heart overrides any oaths that they have taken to uphold the Constitution in their respective states and as far as the United States Constitution. And they want to act like they so patriotic. They are not. This is anti-patriotism, if you ask me. But it's also against the slave catchers. Excuse me. It's also against the Florida Constitution. Let me just go through this. Okay, I'm on section 2. Basic rights. All natural persons, female and male alike, are equal before the law and have inalienable rights, among which are the right to enjoy and defend life and liberty, to pursue happiness, to be rewarded for industry, and to acquire, possess, and protect property, except that the ownership, inheritance, disposition, and possession of real property by aliens ineligible for citizenship may be regulated or prohibited by law. No person shall be deprived of any right because of race, religion, national origin, or physical disability. Okay, those NFL players in Florida, this applies to them. Freedom of speech, section 4, freedom of speech in the press. Every person may speak, write, and publish sentiments on all subjects, but shall be responsible for the abuse of that right. Now again, people taking a knee or refusing to rise for the slaver's anthem is not abusing that right. The only people who are abusing that right are these slave catchers and these people acting like they've lost their mind because somebody won't participate in the slaver's anthem. Says, it goes on to say, no law shall be passed or restrained or abridged the liberty of speech or of the press. In all criminal prosecutions and civil actions for defamation, the truth may be given in evidence. So what they're talking about being responsible for your free speech rights is mean you won't be out there slandering people. You won't be out there telling malicious lies about people. That's what they're talking about if you abuse that right. Taking a knee during the playing of the slaver's anthem is not abusing your freedom of speech. If the matter charged as defamatory is true and was published with good motives, the party shall be acquitted or exonerated. All right. So if they say I'm lying on it, if the slave catchers say I'm lying about them and I'm defaming them, okay, and they want to sue me or sue Black Talk Media Project, the North Carolina-based nonprofit, hey, let them try. I got all the evidence to show this to be true. And the number one thing I will point to is that the fact the 13th Amendment does not abolish slavery. It just merely transformed it from the prison, from the plantations to the prisons. And then hire these people right back out to the plantations and the mines and the railroads. And today, Fortune 500 companies like AT&T are using prison slave labor to answer phone calls, do community, I used to work in customer service in a call center. They got prisoners doing this kind of work. So they won't have to pay a person like me $60,000 a year to troubleshoot your cell phone. So slavery still exists, and therefore these people come out of the slave patrols, and it is accurate to call them the slave catchers. Right to assemble. The people shall have the right to peaceably to assemble, to instruct their representatives, and to petition for redress of grievances. That's what they're doing. They're assembling on the sideline, and peacefully, I might add, and they are petitioning America for redress of grievances. What are those grievances? Well, if they're following the lead of Colin Kaepernick, then it's slave catchers who are getting away with murder and getting paid leave and not being held accountable. Now, here is a key section. Oh, the right to assemble is section 5 of the Florida Constitution. Now, section 6, and this is key to these slave catchers. All right. And Mr. Israel, Sheriff Israel, that's down there, he took an oath too. And if he directed his people not to participate, not to provide escorts for the players, he's in violation. And he's citing what he's citing. He's in violation of his oath. And every last single one of them slave catchers need to turn in their badges for dereliction of duty. Okay? Now, here's Section 6. Because, again, he don't get free speech. The slave catcher at the slave catcher union knows that. But he want to trick people and lie to people and say, oh, NFL players are you know, they're public servants too, so they have to give up their rights. No, these slave catchers are the ones. But what do? Through their union representatives and what have you, they sit on the sidelines sniping and pushing propaganda out there and telling other slave catchers to violate their oaths. Now, here is Section 6, right to work in Florida. The right of persons to work shall not be denied or abridged on account of membership or non-membership in any labor union or labor organization. The right of employees by and through a labor organization to bargain collectively shall not be denied or abridged. Public employees shall not have the right to strike. Let me repeat that, slave catchers of Florida. Public employees shall not have the right to strike. Now, I don't know if that is part of their official duties or if the NFL or the teams have contracted with these slave catchers to provide security. If you want to do the right thing, if you want to send the right message, fire these slave catchers. Get rid of them. Get rid of every last single one of them. They are private security firms that you can hire. If they don't want those butter biscuits for providing escorts and security at these games, then hire private security. And I hope that these teams are paying for these public servants to provide security, because I'm tired of seeing U.S. tax dollars subsidize the NFL. Hire your own security. That's all I got for you. Again, this study shows, and these stories show, that Americans are not so free in the U.S. How you gonna be calling yourself the land of the free when you got the most enslaved persons on the planet? And you want to point fingers and people want to talk about Cuba. I don't see anybody lacking for health care in Cuba. I don't see anybody lacking for food in Cuba. I don't see anybody lacking for housing in Cuba. But we're lacking for all those things here in the United States. And then you want to talk about they don't have freedom of speech. Well, look at what you're doing right now. Look at how you are behaving. These people ain't nothing but straight up liars. The last story that I want to share with you, I don't have a lot of time again. I'm only set to be on for an hour today. But later on today, we do have some more live streaming. Tando radio program will be on air at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. Remember, you can find out about all the upcoming programs, download podcasts, watch videos. Not just the programs on this station, but the independent stations that are on our platform. All of that is available for you at blacktalkradionetwork.com. You can also sign up by email to get an email subscription that'll let you know whenever there is a post about an upcoming program. Okay, so the last story I want to share with you is another story that just shows you how much we're not free in this country. And it's also going to touch upon proxy racism. For those that don't know what proxy racism is, a term that I coined to provide people with an alternative to using words like Uncle Tom or Coon or Sambo or any of those type of words used to describe people who are seen as aiding and abetting the system of racism. Well, this story touches upon that. You have this website, worldcnews.newsone.com. It's reporting that a Virginia 15-year-old is facing charges of disorderly conduct and petty larceny for taking a carton of milk that he was entitled to as part of the free lunch program that he is in. According to the Washington Post, Ryan Turk, a student at Graham Park Middle School, realized when he got to the table with his food that he forgot his drink, believing it was okay to cut in line and grab one. A security guard, a slave catcher in the school, saw him and thought he was stealing. The guard then told Turk to go to the principal's office, which the now freshman refused. Soon after, Turk was handcuffed and arrested. Since Turk turned down a plea deal, a decision his mother, Shamise Turk, fully supports, "My son is not going to admit to something he did not do," she said. Now his case will soon go to trial in November, a fact that has enraged his family and supporters. So again, he didn't steal anything. He cut in line to go and grab his milk so he can eat his lunch. He only got a certain amount of time. He tried to tell the security slave catcher in the school, who didn't want to listen and didn't want to tell him to go to the principal's office. So this is one of those young men that will end up being future leaders in this world, because he knows something is right and he's standing on his principle in the face of so-called authority. All right? We do not want to teach our children to be blind followers. You want to teach them to have principles, to have values, and to have the courage to stand on those values. Now, let me clear this up. Go down some more. Anyway, they're trying to say it's not a race act of racism because both the principal and the slave catcher is black. So again, I say to you that have no answer on how to deal with these type of proxy races and how they aid and abet the system and how they harm other black people on behalf of the system. What you gonna do about these people? We cannot allow them to keep ravaging the community or stand as examples to young black people. We just cannot allow this. So I am not one for giving them a pass. When you aid and abet a evil, corrupt system, when you harm someone as a proxy, you are just as guilty as the person that you're doing the evil deed for. So, ain't no team black versus team white in a system based on justice. It's about justice. It's about non-justice. It's about slavery, and it's about abolition. It's about liberty and freedom, or it's about oppression. Which side are you on? I don't care about your skin color. All right, so that concludes this broadcast of Black Talk Radio News. I'll be back on air tomorrow at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure that you tune in and bring a friend. And remember, make Black Talk Media matter. Make it matter. And the only way it's going to matter is if we fund it, because they are not going to fund us, and we are not looking with our hands out to any corporations or government entities asking them for grants. This is totally listener-funded media. With that said, y'all be safe. Until tomorrow, peace and blessings to all.